Okay, well, here we go. Today's daf is Bava Kamma, daf Tzadi Hey, as we continue in Perek HaGozel Eitzim, and we are on Tzadi Dal Adam Ebeis in the sugyas of Shinui. We spoke a little bit last time. As we see, every daf in Bava Kamma is jam-packed. We spoke about the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, even by a parent who is a Rasha. We spoke about the Takana, at least at some point in history, of not accepting Gezela back for Takanas Hashavim. A lot of details happening here. There is one point I didn't get to mention. The Sefer Chassidim writes in Tuf Reish Pei Beis that if the Nigzal owes other people money and he doesn't have what to pay, then for sure you accept from the Gazlan, right? The Takanas Hashavim is not meant to hurt and mess up all of society. It's for the good of the Gazlan, but not where it's going to cause a ripple effect and cause problems with the Nigzal paying back his loan. So if he doesn't have what to pay back and the Gazlan has what to pay him, then we would accept that money. So let's continue though now. Again, Rebbe's Takana of we don't accept, another Brice abroad against that. Tashma, about six lines up from the bottom. Haroim v'hagaboim Vahamuchsin, shepherds who are known to shepherd their animals and other people's property, their gazlanim, gaboyim, people who are gabayt staka, who are known to take more than they're supposed to, vahamuchsin, shuvas and kasha, it's very difficult for them to do tshuva. Why? Because they don't know who they, Rashi says, shegazlo harabim, ben yodim lemimachsir, you don't know who to return, because they stole from a lot of different people. If you stole from one person, you can return it. But here you don't know. Umachzir and lakirim, but they can return to those who they know who they stole from. But wait a minute, didn't Rebbe say that there is no, accepting money anymore, right? The Brisa said, "Malv gazlan, malve beribis, ain makabel mehen." So the Gemara answers, "Amri machzir vein makabel mehen." As we said earlier, they return it, but they try to return it, but don't accept it from them. Ve'alalom machzir and lasisi de shemayim. Right, they try to be machzir just to be yotzi de shemayim, their chiyuv of kapara, even though they don't have to restore because Chazal made that enactment. So if you don't accept it anyway, so why is it so hard to do tshuva? You don't have to find the people that they gave it to. Just try to give it to someone, and then Chazal will tell you, don't worry about it. Va'od, Ema Seifa, and also the next line. V'she'ein makirin, and those who they don't recognize, they know they have stolen money, they don't know who to give it to. Ya'asav and Tzarchei Tzibur. They should do Tzarchei Tzibur with it. So you see, they pay. V'yamar v'chizda boros shichin amaros. You make public water sources, and therefore, Mistama, as Rashi explains, the Gazlanim will drink from there too, and they'll get some hana. So you see that they do pay. Okay, so maybe this price is talking about lifnei atakana, before the takana, that everybody paid, just la'achra takana, takana tashavim, then they wouldn't pay. If you look here in the Chashuk Yechemed, we usually have one towards the end of the shir, today we have one right at the beginning. At the beginning of the shir, he talks about somebody was maisa, somebody was a big smoker, and then finally he decided, Baruch Hashem, that he was going to stop. But he came to ask, how does he do tshuva for all the secondhand smoke that he caused people to inhale, and they got hurt, and they got sick because of it? He has no idea what to do, so he quotes the story of others, the Metamelio, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, all who were able to stop once they heard that the health risks. But he quotes, you know, this is similar to our case. How do you know who to pay? So Yasset Sarchei Tzibur. What's Sarchei Tzibur here? So first of all, he says, Rav Zilberstein says, Nire Shakaparaso Shel Hamaashen Hu Ayidei Shemeachshav Yanhigat Smol Mofes Lo Teferes. If beforehand you were not a model for behavior, and you were doing something that many poskim say, and it's against, say it's usser, and it's against v'nishbaratim ol v'nafshal seichem, and you led people, you hurt people, so at least you can influence people l'tov, spiritually. And number two, he says, give money l'tzarchi tzibur, give money to hospitals for cancer research. Shiyuchu l'hakel al-choli sartan ha-reyut, lung cancer. Shemach l'tam novas, machmo se'ishun. So that's the closest you could do. As the Gemara says here in Bava Kamma Tzadi Dalet, v'Hashem atov yechaper. You really want to do it. Be a model individual to inspire people to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also give money to the hospitals for lung cancer research and people who maybe even can't pay their insurance, v'chul. Okay, so back to the Braisa. Kan kodem takana, kan lachar takana. We had that chilek. V'hashta, second to last line. V'hashta to Omar Rav Nachman. B'she'ing zela kayemes. And now that what Rav Nachman has said that maybe the takana of Rebbe is only when the gzela is no longer there. So then you have a different answer to the original brises. Afilo teme ilvi idilachar takana. Maybe all the brises are after the takana, and the chilek is whether the item is there or not. But lokasha kan bigzela kayemis, kan bigzein gzela kayemis. Maybe if the gzela is there, if the item is there, the Rebbe did not make the takana there. There you have to return it. Only ein gzela kayemis. If it's not there, that's where Rebbe made the takana, that you don't have to return even the damim. Why? What's the svara? What will be the svara? Let's just finish the line and then we'll talk about the svara. V'ha'avne, what about the original story of the woman and the husband yesterday's daf? V'ha'avne d'gzela kayemesi. What about the belt? The belt, they're even going to take your belt. And that's the case that the gzera was, the takana was said about. But what do you mean? There it's ba'en. There it's kayam. Answer, no, it wasn't. My avne to me avne. No, it wasn't a stolen belt. It was a belt bought with stolen money, and therefore that's why it was the takana would apply there. Stop there for a moment. What's the svara that Rebbe would be limited, and it would only be the case of not having to return would only be a case where ein gzela kayemes. But if it's there, it's there. What do you mean? Maybe the guy stole it, doesn't want to give it all back. Explains the Shita Mekubeses in the name of the Rama. No, if the item is there, giving it back, the Gazlan won't think of himself having such a financial loss. Because this whole thing wasn't supposed to be his in the first place. He took it, so he's giving it back, so he's not making the profit. Only if it's not there anymore, and now he's going to have to pay for it, so that already he's going to feel as if he's losing. Dafka b'shein gzela kayema, says the Shita, dekivan deboy ahadure midi day, since he has to return from his own pocket, mim navalo asa avit shuva. He won't do tshuva. V'yamtu l'hachi avdi l'rabbana takanta. And because of that, that's why the Rabbana made the takana. For that type of case, avol gzela kayemes, delo tzarech l'adure midilei. But with the gzela is there, where he's just giving it back. He's not taking out more from his own pocket. Lo avdi l'rabbana takanta. The Rabbana didn't make a takana for that case. Hilkach mekablin mehen. And therefore, you accept it when it is there. But then he adds an important point, which relates to a larger topic. Velo tema, and don't say, what if it's gzela kayema, says the Shita Mekubeses, but there was a little shinui. So what would you say in that case? Velo tema hani mi lehecha dolo ishtani gzela. And don't say that if the gzela is kayemes, you only have to return it if it wasn't nishtane. Aval hecha de ishtani gazle kanye. But once there was a shinui, it's as if it wasn't there, and therefore the takana would apply. No. Aval hecha de ishtani gzela kanye ukamanda lesa l'gzela dami. Would you say that? No, the takana doesn't have to do with formal definitions of shinui. Ella says the Shita, af algav de kanye b'shinui. Even if you were kone b'shinui, it's still considered there. Mechayev l'shlume damim u'mekablinan minei. D'chiyavid rabbanan haytakanta lo mishum de kani legazan legzela. It's not because when we say there's a takana by ein zela kayem, it doesn't mean because he was now kone it. It has to do with being there. Avagav de kani le nami hay machayev lishlume dami. Velo neima mishum de lishlim kulem klumi didehu. Ela mishum ahidamrina kasha gezel anechal. Filo tzad gomer bechul, he continues. Meaning, he says, there's a chilek between shinui kona and still returning the item. Returning the item. Meaning, just because it's different doesn't mean it's not called kayemes. Again, the Shita sounds like, in the name of the Rama, he's saying this more on a drabanan level. Meaning, when the Rabbana make a takana, only by ein gzela kayemes, and even if there's a shinui done on the item, it's still called gzela kayemes. But you have the chilek, even on a daraisa level. I think we mentioned this at some point in the past, but if not, to review it now, it has to do with yesterday's daf and today's daf. There is an important concept based on a Rambam. Based on the Rambam, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gizela Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav, a big chiddush. Gazal Kli V'Shavro Ein Shamin Lo Apachas, like we had last time. Ein Shamin. Somebody steals a Kli and it breaks. You don't measure the difference, right? Kinyane Gizela Ela Mishalin Damav V'Kli Hashavro Shal Gazlan. You figure out how much the Kli was worth, and you pay the shards the Gazlan keeps. And he pays an exile. Why? Because of Pashtus Kinyani Geneva. That's what Tosa said earlier, as we had Ein Shaman on yesterday's daf. The Tosa's on daf Yud Aleph explained that by Kinyani Geneva. But then the Rambam has a challenging line to understand. V'imratzu habaylam litol hakli ashavur. What if the nizok, or the nigzal, wants to take the broken pieces? What if the nigzal wants it? Notlin. It's his choice. He's allowed to. Umishalim apachas. And he takes the broken pieces. And the gazlan has to pay the difference. Shezu takana hi labailim. Vim lo ratu arishas biyadam. Because this is the takana labailim, and if they don't, meaning to pay for the whole thing, and if they don't want, they can take the shards. Asks the Magen Mishnah, asks the Velt on the Rambam, I know this is based on Shinui Kona. So why is it the choice of the Nigzal? Shouldn't be the choice of the Nigzal. It's Shinui Kona. The gazlan was Kona. It's his. Ask the Magen Mishnah that my pasuk the Emarzo Amayel Mitzal Hashaver Notlin. I feel about Karcho Shel Gazlan Kanui Bishini Maisa. Answers the Magen Mishnah must be a case of Adayin Shmo Alav. What's the case where there was a shever katan, where there was a small shever and it wasn't really changed to Lo Chashiv Shini Maisal Zeh, where there is no Shini, there wasn't considered such a Shini Maisa, and that's why it's still up to the Nigzal. One question, ask Reb Chaim now, in Beis Tezvav, in Ilchas Gezeila, if it's such a small shever, and therefore there wasn't any shinui, so then it should be totally go back. It shouldn't be, you shouldn't apply in Shaman, if there was no kinyan. Mimanavshach, how could you say that there is no kinyan, but you still don't say Hareisha Chalafanecha? Says Reb Chaim, there are two ideas by shinui, or that go along with shinui. There's an idea of shinui kone, and even if you don't say shini kone, there's an idea of not saying hareisha chalafanecha. Says Reb Chaim there, after quoting the Gemara here, v'nira pashut, t'shnehem emes, t'mishum dekanye eino yocholoma hareisha chalafanecha. Once you say shini kone, you can no longer say hareisha chalafanecha. But there are also times that even without shini kone, Elagam belavach taima de kanye gam kenin yocholom areisha chalafanecha mishum delo have kein shagazal. And then he quotes the case of samachay ganav tleven asa ayil, the case of kone b'shinui or not, right? Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Law. So he says v'kashal Rabbi Chanina the sphere le delo have shinui. If you say the animal got bigger and it's not called a shinui delo have shinui liknos al yado, it's not a shinui. But what do you mean? The Mishnah says later on, we just had it. We're gonna have it actually in the next Mishnah. Gazal behema v'hiskina mishalim kishasak zeilu. If an animal gets old, that's called a shinui. But what do you mean? That's Rabbi Chanina argues on that. Because Tlev and Asa Ayo, the answer is no. There are two different ideas. Vadai, Tzarech Lomar, Rabbi Chanina Sirli Gamkein, the Behema Mias Nishtanis, Vlohavi Kein Shagazal. Tomorrow is the next daf, Tadivav. Behema Shiskinim Shalom Chasak Zela, that's not because of Shini Kone. That's just because you can't say Haresha Chalfanecha. And that also works here. Two dinim learned out of from the chisaron of not having kein shagazal. So that's similar here. Again, here it's on a drabbanon level, but it could be found on a daraisa level as well. Again, that the Shimon Kubetzes adds the chiddush here on our line that even if you say it's nishtane, that still could be called that it's kayemes regarding the takana to not return or to return. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, third line, V'chalhecha, de gzeila kayemes lo'avin rabban takanta. One second. Every time the gzeila is there, the item is there, the Rebbe did not make the takana. The takana was only if it's not there anymore. But if it's there, you have to give it back. V'hari meresh. What about the original takana sashavim? The meresh, the board case. Somebody steals a board and builds it into his house. So we say that he doesn't have to take apart the whole house. De gzeila kayemes, see there, it's kayemes v'tznan. And we learned in the Mishnah, in Gittin, in Idios, ala meresh hagazol, the stolen board, shebeno bebira, that you built it into your house, sheitol damav, mebnei takanas hashavim, you're able to keep it. So I thought not. I thought once it's there, then you always have to give it back. Answer, shiny hasam, tekivan, deika, pseida, debira, because here, it's not just here, it's in part of your house. Because you'd have to destroy the whole house, in this case, Shavua Rabbanan Kedalesa, the Rabbanan treated it as if it's not there, and therefore, you could just pay back money in that case. Explains the Rav, it explains the Rashba, it's like two steps. The first step of the Takana was that, if it's not Gzela Kayemes, then Actually, first Rashi, another Rashba. Rashi adds here, because they treat it as if it's not there, but it's not like it's mamish not there. Umihu dami boila dure. Rebbe made a distinction, a chilek, between the takana, if it's there, if it's not there. If it's there, you have to give it back. If it's not there, you don't have to give it back. But then Rebbe said, in a case where we treat it as if it's not there, you still have to pay back money. That's the two steps. That's Rashi, and then the Rashi explains Rashi that it's two steps. Shtei takana saw you. It's the Ravid and the Rashba. Dibigzela she'ina kayemes klal, if it's not there at all, afilu damim eino mashalim. Even you don't have to pay any damim because that's the takanas hashavim. Aval b'shegzela kayem es machzir. But if it's there, you have to give it back. V'ikapseida de bira. And if there's a big loss, even if it's kayemes, mishalim damim ve'eno machzir be'ene mipnei hatakana. A second stage of the takana, an important point in Rashi and the Rashba. So this is takanas meirish. It's interesting. Some might remember the Gemara in Maseches Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus on Daf Tezayin says that the Anshe Ninveh did tshuva, and what tshuva did they do? They did such tshuva that even if they had a meresh, even if they had a stolen board, they didn't rely on takanas hashavim. They broke down their whole house. Afilu gazal mereshu beno bebira mekakea kol abira. That's the Gemara in Maseches Tainus. The Sfas Emes on that Gemara says nire demikol makom. The Sfas Emes is a classic on the Masechtas in Moed and in Kachin. That's that we have the Sfas Emes on. Sfas Emes has been pointed out wears two different hats. The Sfas Emes on La Torah and the Sfas Emes on Shas is two very different personalities. Unlike, Rav Asher Weiss points out, unlike the Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shaver, in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, he mixes in often Halacha and Kabbalah and Machshava, and all of it is in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. But the Sfas Emes is, you have the Sfas Emes al HaTorah, and you have the Sfas Emes al HaShas. So there in the Sfas Emes al HaShas, he says, Nireh, about talking about what the Anshei Ninveh did, to Mikol Makom, La'acher shehiskinu teshini achozer kona mitam takanas hashavim, haver shaper tshuva shlema. It appears still, once Chazal said that no matter what, takanas hashavim, it's tshuva shlema, you know, even without it, even without returning anything. Mihu, midehevi arif zeh, the fact that the rif quoted this Anshei Ninveh, why they quote, he quote this, mash maksas, taharotza lakot zakos b'tshuva shlema, tsarech lakakeya. Even though this is takana, but if you really want to do tshuva totally, tshuva shlema, Sarach lakakeh abinyan im chaveh rotzeh et shalom. If he really wants the board, you got to do it. But sarach ian. Because after all, why would the riff quote this behavior? It must be that it's not totally glatt, smooth, that you could keep it. There's still an idea of giving it back, even after takanas hashavim. At least offering it. Good. Gozal parmu veres v'yolda. V'chulu, we continue. The Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if somebody steals a pregnant cow and it gives birth, then you obviously have to give back the amount that the cow was worth beforehand. Tana Rabbanan, Agozel, Rachel, Vigzaza. Para v'yalda, somebody steals a Rachel, a ewe, and shears it, a para v'yalda, Mishalem, Osa, Ve'ezgiz Oseha, Ve'ezlad Oseha. Divrei, Rebbe Meir. Meir says you give everything back. You give back the animal, you give back the shearings, you give back the vlados. And Rashi adds, Rebbe Meir is saying, everything including any shevach that it went up in the interim. Rashi on the first skinny line. Kol mashenata mimena umashe hishvicha. That's Rebbe Meir Shi. Rebbe Meir says you give back everything including the shevach between the shas akzela and the shas of the Tashlam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gezela Choseres Be'ene. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Gezela goes back Be'ene. What does that mean? What does it mean Be'ene? That if it had a baby, you don't give back, you don't have to give back the vlad? Of course you do. It just means you have to give back the item plus the money for the value of the vlad and the semer. But he does not say you have to give back the shevach. Rabbi Yehuda does not say the shevach in between, that you do not, you have to give back what it was worth then, to make sure you give back the exact value. Again, that's Rashi's pshat. Rabbi Shimon Omer sounds very similar. Ro'in osa ki'ilu hu'ishuma eslo b'kesef. You view it as if you estimated the value as much it was worth. Sounds very much like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll have to see on the base what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But the machlokas between those two shitas and the first shita is the shevach. The shevach in between Shas Agzela and Shas Hatashlum. Rabbi Meir says he has, the Gazlan has to pay that also. Ibailu my time with Rabbi Meir. Why is it? Why does Rabbi Meir say that if the animal appreciates that the Gazlan has to give that back? Also, is it because Mishum de Kasavar Shini Bimkoma Omeid? Is it because Rabbi Meir goes on that list of shitas that we had in the on the last daf? Shini Bimkoma Omeid, you don't view this as a shinui, and therefore the animal is still the same animal. It's worth more, but it's still Shalabailim. So you have to give it back. He rejects all the shinuyim cases. Shini Bimkoma Omeid, Odilma, no. Bialma Shinui Kona. Really, Shinui is Kona, and therefore the Goslin should not have to give back the Shevach. Vehacha Knasahu de Kakanis. Here it's a Knas. Really, Maker Adin, he does not have to, but it's a knas. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference between the two reasons? L'hecha t'kachsha michshes. What if the animal got depreciated? Not get more, not worth more, but it's worth less. So if you say, shinui is not kone, shini bimkoma omeid, that he can give it back, even if it got worse. But if you say it's a knas, then he wouldn't be able to give it back. He'd have to pay shas akzela, and no less than the moment that he stole it. So that's the question within a Rimeir Shita Tashma. So let's try to prove it from the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says, Gazal Beima Vizkina, Avadim Vizkinu. Somebody steal animals, then they got old, and Avadim that got old, Mishalim Kishasak Zela. You pay Kishasak Zela, we paid what it was worth at the moment of the stealing. Rebbe, meaning, Shinui Kona. That's what it sounds like, right? Because the animals are, the animals and the avadim are different now. So you pay what they were worth, kishasak zela, when they were younger. Rebbe Meir Omer, ba avadim Omer lo, harei shachal fanecha. By an eved, the gazlan could just give it back. Harei shachal fanecha. Why? Rashi explains. Da avda kimakarkoi dami. An eved is compared to karka. We'll get back to that by the Shem. The karka jabene. The ain't an exelus. The gnos the gazlan machinui. The karka ain't an exelus. A karka is not an exel to a gazlan to be kona, that it should be in his rishus. So buy an eved, which is similar to karka, you just give it back. But what is that mashba? The behema case he doesn't argue on. Vilu behema kshasak zela. But regarding the behema case, Rabbi Meir agrees to the Tanakama that you pay kshasak zela, shinui is effective. The e. But if Rabbi Meir holds, getting back to the other side of the question, if Rabbi Meir holds, shinui doesn't cause anything, bimkoma omeid, afil beimanami, even by a behema, you should be able to say areya shakal fanecha, but you're not able to, say el alav shramina, so what must it be? Ksav Rabbi Meir, must be the first side, ksav Rabbi Meir, shinui kone, facha knasu utakakanis, it must be Rabbi Meir's svara, for saying that you have to pay even the shevach, is because it's a knas. Knas, really, shinui is kone, but it's a knas that we put on the gazlan. So Gemara says, no, maybe no raya from that Mishnah. Maybe Rabbi Meir is not reflecting his own shita, but just how he answers the Rabbanan shita. Liditi, shinui ain kone, v'yafila behemanami. I hold shinui does nothing. And therefore, even by a behema, you would have to give it back. Or you would be able to give it back in this case because it was became old. El didchu da amrisu shinikona, but you rabbanan old shinikona odili mias ba'avda. At least admit to me by avadim that the shinui is not effective to kim karkoi dummy. Evidence like karka, a karka and an exalus. Maybe you should say evidence like karka and karka is not an exal. So at least admit to me that shinui shouldn't have effect on the eved. V'yami the rabbanan lo avda kimitatli dummy. And everybody would say, no, avadim are like metaltalin, and therefore the shinui would be effective, period. What's this machlok is about? What the Rav Chacham don't agree, Ivan is like karka. We know from elsewhere, hukshol karkos, where we had it back at the beginning of Perek Merubah. Remember in all the limudim, Evan hukshol karkos, in terms of paying kefel. So it could be that it depends on which halacha. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out that there are differences between two concepts that sometimes overlap. Karka and mechubar. Mechubar means attached to the ground. Karka means the ground. Those two aren't always the same. Right? Mechubar literally means attached. Karka is a formal din. What does the Gemara say? What does the Mishnah say in Kiddushin, by the Kinyanim? Karka nicknames, because it doesn't say mechubar nicknames. Karka nicknames, Kinyanim, could be formal acts of acquisition. Karka nicknames, because of Ashar Bechazaka. Mechubar lekarka is kakarka, but we said eved hukshal lekarko. It doesn't say eved hukshal lemechubar, and eved is not mechubar. So certain items that are totally on the mechubar element, though an eved might not be lekarka. only formal dinim that an eved might be compared to karka. So again, it depends. Depends on various halachas. Rav Soloveitchik writes about this. They put it together in the Shiuri Harav on Hilcha Shchita and Yaredeya and Basu B'Chalav there in Simen Chav Gimel. The sugya there is discussed about Talush Ula Basof Chibro. What if you have a something that was detached, but you machaber it again? So is that called karka, or is that called metaltolin? So there are different steeris. There's regarding hilcha shchita is considered talish because you can't be shochet with something that is mechubal karka. So if something is talish lebasof talish b'karka lebasof chibra b'karka lo yishchot v'im shachat shchita sokshera. The shchita works, but if you look in the other context, for example, by mi'ila, if somebody builds a house. Sorry, but that's talush l'basov chibro. So the halacha is that kol mechubel karka karka dami, and there is no meila. So therefore, you see, by meila it's called mechubar, and by shchita it's not called mechubar. Or what about by avodah zara? All different contexts. So he says, explains Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the yesh b'chalek bein dinim atzluyim b'shem karka v'shem metaltolin l'dinim atzluyim b'shem mechubar v'shem talush. The talush l'basov chibro, if it was detached and you put it back in, it might be like karka. It's not mechubar anymore. Once it was detached, it's not mechubar. Ein dinok became mechubar. Hova ein mechubar karka bechibar tivi. Right? It's not naturally connected. Umamela. Bechal din atali b'shem karka. Whatever you, the focus is karka. Kagon ha de inishbon ala karkos. Ein onol karkos. The formal dinim karka gam talish al basav chibro dinik karka. So this could also be like that because it has the halachas of karka, and that's why there's no meila by talish al basav chibro. But isure hana of avodah zara, that's not totally on karka metalatul. That's totally mechubar and talish. And therefore, this could be called talish. And therefore, and that's the same thing by shchita. So that might be what's behind this idea too. Here, what does Shini Kone go by? Maybe that's the machlokas here. Everybody agrees in the evidence like karka for some halachas, but not for other halachas. But maybe what the machlokas here is, what does Shini Kone? Does that make sense to go by mechubar? Or does that mean, this is not, evidence not mechubar here. Evidence not mechubar, or does it go by karka, and then maybe you would compare it and say avadim are not nixalim also. Again, there's a big topic about avadim and nixalim in Lulav HaGazal, but we'll stop there for now. Tashma Viter. Let's continue. Let's try again. Again, we're still trying to answer the question. Rebbe Meir, who says the gazlan has to pay back the shevach from in between the Maisek Zela to the Shas Tashlum, right? He has to pay back the shevach. Is that because he holds Shini is Eino Kone, Shini Mimkoma Omeid, or is it a Knas? Tashma, let's try again. Lo Adam Mitzavu Shachar, Shachar Mitzavu Adam. The case we had, if somebody is given wool to dye a certain color and he messes up. Red, he makes it black. Black, he makes it red. Rabbi Meir, Omer Nosinlo Demet Simro. Rabbi Meir says, he has to pay back the value of the Tzemer. So one second, the Tzemer is worth more now because it's colored, even though it was the wrong color. Demet Simro in, Demet Simro B'Shiv Chalo. But what do we medai from that shita? Only the value of the tzemer, but not the value of the tzemer and the shevach. But one minute. But if Remeir says shini is not kone, and therefore you should just say, to make simro v'shivcho boi l'meis of leh, he should have to give the tzemer as is, even with the shevach. And the Rashba says, it's not, don't take it literally, demei. Just take out that word demei. Some don't even have that. The Rashba says, even if you have it, it's not literal. You should have to give back the tzemer. El lav shvami, no, the fact that you don't have to, ksavar emeir, shini kone, it must be your mayor holds this because shini kone, v'hacha knasu dekakane shvami, no. Really, the gazlan is kone through the shevach, but he has to pay back the shevach because of a knas. And there is no knas, Rashi adds, in the case of the dyeing the wool, because we assume he was shogeg. Ubitzava delav gazlanu, v'lav chotehu. Lokanis, he is a shogeg, and that's why we don't find him. The Rashba does add here that, you know, there's another reason that maybe he has to give back the shevach, right? Not because of shinui is not kone, not because of knas. There's another shas principle, asked the Rashba. And why did the Gemara mention it? Uman kone b'shevach kli. When an uman, when a worker, when an artisan is involved in working, so he is kone b'shevach kli. Comes up in Kiddushin and elsewhere. So ask the Rashba. Minole mi masnisan delitzva lo adom the sirler mayor shini kone. And that's the maskana. Maybe shini is not kone, generally. But here we're talking about a worker. To call Shashina midas balabayas lo al das lashbiach balabayas savo elashbiach latzmo. Why don't you say umakone b'sheva kli? Because this isn't a regular case of general case of shinui. It's a worker. So Rashi gives three different answers why that can't be the case. Either because everybody over later on seems like we don't paskin that way. Or we know from elsewhere that our mayor for sure says, if you're Mavra, al daito shabala bias, you're a gaslan. You're not called an Uman anymore. All different day is about this. By the way, the Rashba says, don't bring that up. That sugya, though, is an important sugya for your Yerushalmi. There's a much-quoted Yerushalmi in that sugya, and a Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim in Hilchos Malveh Velovah, that Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that somebody who is Zoreya B'Stei Hefker is Chayiv in Shumas and Maestros. That's the Yerushalmi. Somebody goes over to a Stei Hefker and plants it, he has to get Shumas and Maestros, even though Shumas and Maestros is Patur Ben Hefker, if it just grew. Explains Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim thinks, what's the pshat of Yerushalmi? She'ein HaKavana. This is also summarized in the Rishimo Shiurim in Shvuas, page Reish Lamed Dalet. She'ein HaKavana She'kana Es HaSadeh. He wasn't Kone. He didn't do a Kinyah Chazakah. He didn't do unless you say planting is a Chazakah, because that's a Horaz Bailus. But he didn't do Kesef, he didn't do Shtar. She'ein HaKavana She'kana, throwing some seeds on it, is that a Kinyan? But either way, Reb Chaim says, no, he wasn't Kone the Sadeh. She'ena kavana shekana es asada. Ella, at least according to Yerushalmi, lomro shehasada adayin hefker, even if it's still a hefker sada, al kozmaze hazara kana es aperos, midin maisa yadayim. If you did this, uman kone bishvakli, if you worked, so that itself gives you some type of acquisition to it, even if formerly you don't own the land. Hoel vigaram legidulam shel haperos, Bizriaso, since you caused the fruit to grow, Zocha Bahemi din Kinyan Beshevach Shel Hamevi as a Shevach Laolam, Bemaisa Yadav. And that's different than, let's say, Reb Chaim says, Yored Lotachste Chaveir Bezaro. If you go down to your friend's field and plant there, Eina Yored Kone Beshevach, we did Kinyan Maisa Yadayim, Bebresha Balasade Kone, we did Kinyan Shalaroy Ashbach. Right? Thank you for making my land better. But if I stay Hefker where there is no competing Kinyan, that exists by itself. Rav Soloveitchik also said this al derech hashkafa, that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kone Shamayim Va'aretz. What, he acquired the world? No, Uman Kone B'Sheva Kli. Creation like that, like the Reb Chaim, of Zoreya B'Stei Hefker, like his grandfather's Chiddush, that if somebody is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei the world, so he's Kone the world. Kone means a status of bailus, and that is not comparable to any other type of unakam sheva kli, but that's just an extension, but it was brought up here by the Rashba. And the Rashba explains why the Gemara did not bring it up here. Good. Let's continue. So we brought a raya. The Rameir is based on Hiol Shini Kone, but really it's based on Knas. Ika da Amri, two-thirds of the way down. Haloi Boilon, really? Different version. We never had a question about that, about Rabbi Meir. Mita afich Rav etani, because Rav himself switched the shitos in the later source that we quoted up above. Gozal para or behema viskina avadim viskina mishalem kshazak zela. Did Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is the one that says pshalem kshazak zela. Clearly shinui kona. The chachamim omrim ba'avadim omar the reish chalafanecha. The chachamim say hareish chalafanecha. So there is a chiluk. And once Remeir's shita is switched, so then he clearly holds shinuis. That's not the ibaya of the Gemara. Vade the Remeir shini kona v'hacha knasa hutaka kaneslei ki ka ibaya lan hachi ibaya. What's the kasha? What's the question we have within Rabbi Meir's shita? Ki ka kanes b'mezid avol b'shogig lo kanes odil mafilu b'shogig nami kanes. The shaila is Rabbi Meir holds of knas. Is that only b'mezid? Or is he kones even b'shogeg? Even if somebody is b'shogeg, has it, steals it, does he have to give back the shvach, even if it was b'shogeg? The Sharm Mitzvah of Halacha here has an important comment where he says, why would we be kones b'shogeg? V'yesh l'tamoa, heichzak adaydach liknos af ala shogeg. Ha'b'chala tarakula, shogeg pater me'onesh. Shogeg is always pater. What, so hilcha Shabbos, it's real chatos? But there's no physical onesh. So he quotes from the Tshuvas Mutzal Me'esh that says, oh, maybe Knasa Drabanan is shiny. Shema Chmira B'divrayim Yosemi B'shal Torah. V'lachain, Yesh B'komo She'kansu Ala Shogeg K'mo Ala Mezid. V'yesh B'komo She'lo Kansu Ela Ala Mezid Dafka. Right? There are no rules and regulations about this, says the Sharm Sena Balacha. It all depends on the context. Sometimes the Rabbanan feel they have to be Kone Shogeg, sometimes not, but generally only the Rabbanan. Umishim Hachi, and that's why here, even the Gemara ends up saying that we weren't Kone Shogeg, it's only on Mezid, we don't learn this to other places where the Gemara asks. Lo Gamrina Minei L'Sharmakomos, De'en L'cha B'Dibre Chachamim Ela Mashapishu Heim B'Gzei Rasam. And the words of the Chachamim, we only have what they were explained. Kol chad v'chad b'mkomo, de'ein lanu l'damos, gzeres chachamim, zu lazu. Right? We don't compare, and that is why. So Gemara asked this here, but we're asking specifically in this context, did the Rabbanan feel that we needed to be Kone Shogeg? So Tashma, let's try. Chamisha govim min ha-mechurarin, there are five people that can only collect from B'nei Chorin, from the properties of the person that owes them, but they can't go back to the properties that were sold to Lukuchos. Ve'eluhein, peros v'shavach peros. What's that case? If a goslin sells property, the goslin sells a piece of land, and the person who bought it, the lokeach, appreciates the land and puts in expenses, and then the nigzal comes along and takes the land from them. And now the lokeach goes back to the goslin to get paid. He can only get paid from the peros and the shevach peros, only the b'nei chorin of the goslin, not more, because all of these cases, there's no kitzvah, it's not finite, so we're nervous that they're going to take more and more from the lukuchos. So we're doing this to protect the lukuchos, the other lukuchos of the goslin. That's why the lokeach, who bought this land, could only buy from the b'nei chorin of the goslin, but not from the other lukuchos. V'amakabalav lazun ben ishto basishto, or someone who accepts to feed a previous child of his wife. Also there, it's not a finite amount, so we want to protect the other lukuchos of the Baal Chov. The get chov shein bo achrayus, or a shtar that does not have achrayus. Generally, a shtar is always able to collect from lukuchos. But if it doesn't say it, so then no. The ksuba sisha shein bo achrayus, or a ksuba, says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Man sham is late to Amar. Who is the Tana that holds the achrayus lav to sofer? Who there are shitas that say if achrayus, being able to collect from lukuchos, is left out of the shtar, it's as if it's there. It's a mistake. It's automatic. But there are other Tanan that say, no, Achray is love to a sofer. It's not a mistake of the sofer. You want it in there, you got to write it in there. So who says that? Rebbe Meir. So this Bryce says Rebbe Meir's opinion. Viktani, and some of the two of the items on the list are Peros v'Shevach Peros. So what is Shevach Peros here? That the Nigzal was able to take back, and we say that the Lokeach can only collect from the Gazlan B'nei Chorin. Shavach peros echidami, kigon shegazal sadam echadero machra la'acher. What's the case? Somebody stole a field, sold it to someone else. Vishbicha, and the person who bought it was mashbiach. Vahari hi yotza mitachas yado. And now the nigzal comes and takes it, even the shevach. Kshu gove, gove sa keren minachasim mishubadim. So the lokeach now could only collect from the gazlan, the keren. He collects the keren even from mishubadim, because that's finite. Vesa shevach minachasim nechorin, but the shevach only from nechasim nechorin. But it's clear that the shevach was collected. The asa bal ara, because the nigzal, the owner of the land, comes v'shakil ari v'shivchei. He even took his shevach. Oh, so what do you see from here? That the gazlan takes the shevach, even though the lokeach was shogeg. My lav ba'ama aretz. Aren't we talking about a lokeach who is an ama aretz? De lo yada de karka nigzal, so ain't an exelitz. He doesn't know the halacha of karka being nigzal or not nigzal. He bought a piece of land, so it wasn't his fault. V'yafilo achi, and still he loses the shevach. Ka'asi bal karka v'shoka la'ara v'shivcha. V'shvami nasi yisi. V'shogeg nami kanish. This will be Meir Shita, and it must be that we're shkones even by shogeg. Isn't that true? So Gemara answers, Amri lo, but lokeach tamid chacham v'yada. It must be, no, we're talking about a buyer who was a tamid chacham v'yada, and he knew. Interesting, he was a tamid chacham that he knew the halacha, but he still bought the land. Right, he's a tamid chacham in one area that he knows, but he would still buy a land that he knew was stolen, which is unusual, but that is, sometimes you find people that are not scrupulous in one area, even though they're scrupulous in other areas. The Rashba also here discusses, among other Rishonim, you know, why did the Gemara just say the case of Shogeg that he didn't know it was stolen? What do you have to say that he didn't know the halacha about karkening zealous or ending zealous? So there are various answers given. The, Yisharmus Yenem Balacha here again also, collects a couple of different Achronim that discuss when do we say Eini Yodeya, if I don't know a halacha, when do I say that it's shogeg? When do I say that it's ones? And when do I say that, well, you should have known? And there's no rule. It's all based on context, right? There is a Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin discusses a case where a man marries a woman who is nursing, and the Goren Yevama says you have to wait 2 years, at least 24 months, and he waited 24 months, but he included a Shana Mu'uberes. So it really wasn't a full 2 years. And the Gemara says you're not supposed to do that. So the Truma Sedeshin discusses, do we make them get divorced? Or not, this is only b'di'eved, and he talks about, well, what if the person didn't know that halacha? Right, so what's it considered? So he says, based on our Gemara, dafka shogeg, near dein lahatr shogeg ki agamne, el dafka shogeg devade lo yada shimeinika, o imhu am haaretz kol kach, she'eni yodea klal min ha'iser, chashiv shogeg, kida ashkechan bagoz al-kama, quotes our Gemara. You see from here that if you don't know something, it's called shogeg. That's one type of shogeg. But there are other kinds of shogegin, right? A maharik that we like to quote. A woman who's mazaneh, who did not know that Judaism believes that in closed marriages, right? You're not allowed to be mazaneh. Eshezish shazinsa. So what if somebody never knew that halacha? So the maharik says, she is still asura levailo, because it's a maisa mered. It's considered mazed against her husband, even though it might not be mazed against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it depends on the context. When something is called, when an inyodea is called a shogeg, a mazed, an ones. Good. Either way, we don't have an answer, so we continue. Tashma. Litzvalo adom, mitzavo shachar, same thing we quoted before. Shachar mitzavo adom, remeir omer, no filo debate simro. Somebody dies at the wrong color, he has to pay the value of the tzemer. Demet simro in demet simro v'shiv chalo. This is a case we said before of shogeg, right? He didn't do it on purpose, he messed up, and he does not have to give back the shevach. But if we're koni shogeg, demet simro v'shiv chalo boi lemeis vale. Why not? Why did it have to give back the shevach? Elav shmamina b'meizet kanis b'shogeg lo kanis shmamina. So it must be we're not konis shogeg. And that's the maskana. So first maskana was, Rabbi Meir is based on Shini Kona with a knas. And number two, the knas is only b'mezid and not b'shogeg. Good. There's more, but let's first continue, and then we'll see at the end if there's more time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Gzeilo Chazeres Be'enin. So now let's go back to the Braisa. The Braisa, we just quoted, we discussed Rabbi Meir's opinion. But now let's talk about the two other opinions in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and what's the difference between the two? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Gzeilo Chazeres Be'enin. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ronosoki Luhi Shuma Etzlaba Kesef Ma'abinayu. They both argue on Rabbi Meir that the Gazel does not have to give back the Shevach. So what's the difference between them? It sounds like they both say you have to give back what it was worth at the time of the Gezela. My Benayu. So 2 days. Amar of Zvid, B'Shevach Sha'al Gabi Gezela Kamiflagi. Maybe the chilek is the Shevach on the Gezela. What does that mean? Let's say a person stole a pregnant cow and the animal gave birth. And now he's about to give it back and the animal's pregnant again. But it became pregnant in the Rishus or it has more wool. It became more wool or pregnant in the Shrus of the Goslin. So that's the machlokes. Is that, who belongs to that? Who gets the credit for that? Does the Goslin get to deduct that from the amount that he has to give extra? Rabbi Yehuda Savar de Nigzal Havi. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that belongs to the Nigzal. Because when Rabbi Yehuda says, Choseres Be'ene, it means like now. Doesn't mean like before. We thought this meant Kshasa Gzela. No, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Gzela Choseres Be'ene, it means it goes to the Nigzal. And Rabbi Shimon Savar de Gazlan Havi. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that goes to the Gazlan. You go by Shasak Zela. And any Shavach, including that, including the Shavach Al Gabig Zela, it goes to the Gazlan. Rav Papa Amar, no. De Kuli Alma Shavach Shal Gabig Zela de Gazlan Havi. Everybody agrees that would go to the Gazlan. The Hacha Bil Mechsa Lishlish Vlervia Kamiflagi. The Machlokas is percentage wise, because the Gazlan had some of it, took care of it a little bit. Right? So that's the Machlokas. Rebudosavar Shevach Shagabi Gzela Kule the Gazlan Havi. Shevach on the Gzela all goes to the Gazlan, it all belongs to him. Period. Rebbe Shimon Savar Lamechsa Lishlish Vlervia the Shakel Gazlan. The Gazlan only takes some of it, a percentage of it. Right, and not all of it he gets, because, after all, he had some responsibility in taking care of the animal during this time, and therefore, he has to get paid somewhat for it. Period. Tznan, Vayta, the Mishnah says, again, our first Mishnah, Gozla, Parvanitz, Abrad, Slova, Yolda, Rachel, Vinitaz, Slova, Gazaza. If the animal became pregnant by him, this is the Seifa of the Mishnah, where the pregnancy and the growing took place in the Rishus of the Gazlan. So the Mishnah says, Mishalim Kishas Akzela. Right? You pay Kishas Akzela because all of that is considered Shalah Gazlan. Yalda in, lo Yalda, but only if the animal gave birth. do we say Kishasa Gzela? Because everything happens, start to finish, in the hands of the Gazlan. But Lo Yalda, but let's say the animal was still pregnant. A man steals a cow, and then the cow becomes pregnant, and now he's caught. So Mashma Hadra Beine. Mashma, you have to give that back. Mashma, that's Sheva Chagab Gzela. And what is the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah Mashma? Sheva Chagab Gzela goes to the Nigzal. So Bishlam, other Rav Zvid, according to Rav Zvid, that's fine, because that's Gufa the Machlokas. Tomar Shelav Chagab Gzela did Nigzal have the Rabbi Yehuda, that it goes to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that way, so I'm on Rabbi Yehuda. So our Mishnah could reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Sheva Chagab Gzela belongs to the Nigzal. Elder of Papa to Amr the Gazlan Havi, but Rav Papa says that everybody agrees Sheva Chagab Gzela goes to the Gazlan. Hamani, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah is against everybody. Amr the Rav Papa. Rav Papa must say, you don't make that diuk from the Mishnah. Hu adin afilu lo yalda nami kshas gzela huda mishalim. Even if the animal is still pregnant, the Gazlan, he gets that extra value. Why does it say Yalda? I did the Nasiv Resha Yalda, Nasiv Seifanami Yalda, just to be parallel to the other part of the Mishnah. Tani Kavasid Rav Papa, there's a Brisa explicitly like Rav Papa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rona Sokil, Hishum Eslava Kesef, Lamechsa, Lishlish, Vilervia. Good, let's just start the next piece. Amar Ravashi, Ki Avina Ve Rav Kahana, Ibailon. When we buy Rav Kahana's yeshiva, we have the following question. L'Rabbi Shimon to Amar Lamechsa Lishlish Vilervia, Hu Deshakol Gazlan. The Gazlan takes a percentage because he was involved in taking care of this animal in the interim. So, Ki Misalkinan Le, when the Nigzal has to pay the Gazlan a little bit for the extra Shevach, Bidame Misalkinan Le, could the Nigzal give him money? Odilma mi b'sar shakol, or the animal's pregnant, he has to give him a chelik in the basar of the vlad, right? Which is it, right? Does he have a schus in the gufa vlad, or just is it a monetary chiyuv? Upashat na meha, and when we were in the yeshiva, we answered it from the following statement: Tamar Rachon Amar Shmuel. Three people, you figure out how much shavach there is, and then they get paid in money, not in land or others. Ve'eluhein, b'char l'pashin. A b'char, we know, gets a double portion. It's as if he is a second, two children. He gets two-thirds. Let's say there's two brothers, so he gets two-thirds. But, says the Braisa, it's not that he's going to get a bigger claim for the any shevach that appreciated between the death of the father and the time of splitting up. That shevach, we don't say that, oh, Bechar is going to get a larger piece. No, the pashut could give it. The pashut could give him in money. Ubal chov lokeach, or when a bal chov goes back to the lokeach, a bal chov cannot take a bigger portion in the land to include the shevach. No, he takes the land and then he'll get paid b'shevach in money. Ubal chov liyasomim, the same thing when a bal chov is taken from yasomim. Period. So that's the raya. So that's the raya in what direction? So Tosfos says, Tanavishir, just like these three are money, so too the Gazlan would be money. And that's what the Rashba assumes too. He says it's even a kolshekein. If these people are paid with money, kolshekein, the Gazlan gets some money. Right? We don't say the Gazlan has more rights, says the Rashba. Shlosha shaman umalon osam adamim, umalo keacho yesomim malon badamim, gazlan lakoshekein. But he does quote the Rashba, quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, that says maybe the Brice, the Gemara is trying to say only these three and no others. Okay, in any case, that's the question with the Rebbe Meir. Okay, we'll stop here just that we have a moment just to go back one time. I think I mentioned this Arachayim, I caught this recently at some point, but the Arachayim on Parshas Ekev, on the Pasuk of Kol HaMitzvah, Perches Pasuk Aleph. This is relating to what we said up above. Tamar Chacham, he's a Tamar Chacham, so he knows, but he still bought stolen land. So you can be a Tamar Chacham in one area, not in another area. The Arachayim HaKadosh teaches us we have to view Torah and Avodah Hashem as a package deal. Kol HaMitzvah, right, all the mitzvahs. So Rashi gives his own pshat based on Chazal. What does that mean? You have to do the mitzvah until you finish it. The Arachayim HaKadosh has another pshat. What does it mean? Kol HaMitzvah. It's all a package deal. We have to look at Avodas Hashem. We have to do everything. We have to try to do everything. We can't say, oh, I'm good in this area, so I don't have to be so good in that area. We have to try to do the best we can in all areas. And then he says, why? Look at the Hemshech of the Pasuk. Laman tichyun, so that you live. What do you mean that you live? The Zohar says, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes it in the Hakdama to Chela Gimel, that every mitzvah that we do is connected to another part of our body. Rama Chivara and Vishasa Gidim, and every time we do a mitzvah or don't do an Avera, we give eternity to that limb and to that Aver, and we want to be perfect in the future. We don't want to be a Balmum in the future. He says, imagine if you go to a doctor and say your pinky is killing you. And he says, don't worry, you have 9 other fingers. He says, I don't care about the other fingers. My pinky's killing me. Right? So we'll go to another doctor if the doctor just brushes us off. Because we want to be whole. And therefore, that's kol ha-mitzvah. All of Avodah Hashem have to be looked at as one package. And therefore, we have to try to be a Talmid Chacham. We have to try to be knowledgeable in all areas, not just in by Adam L'Makom, not just in Adam L'Chavero. That's Rashi also in Pashas Kisisa. Luchas Ksiv, both Luchos are considered Luchas, the singular, because Kulan Shaman Ka'achas, both the Bein Adam L'Makom, Amen Adam L'Chavero, and that's the beautiful thought of Rav Huttner, where Rav Huttner says the Galus of Yisrael Meir HaKohen was not that he wrote the Sefer Chavetz Chaim on Hilchos Bein Adam L'Chavero, and not that he wrote the Sefer Mishneh Berurah on Hilchos Bein Adam L'Makom, but that the same author penned both works. That was the godless of the Chafetz Chaim. That was the godless of so many who excel in all areas. B'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to follow all of their footsteps. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, next time we'll continue with Perek HaGozel.